Earth and Sky.
This is Deborah Bird. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin has announced plans to return to the moon by the year 2020 and establish a human presence there. As part of that effort, space architects and engineers are designing an inflatable habitat for astronauts on a lunar mission. Here's Earth and Sky's Lindsay Patterson with more.
I spoke to Larry Toops at NASA's Johnson Space Center. His job is to figure out how to make a structure, sort of like a big tent, that's light and compact to transport and easy to set up on the surface of the moon. Toop said the advantage of an inflatable structure is that it can provide more room for less weight.
So what are some of the challenges here?
Well, mainly, the structure itself has to be safe. The moon doesn't have an atmosphere, so the inflatable structure has a layer that protects against micrometeoroids. In fact, the structure consists of several layers of lightweight material woven together.
What's the next step?
They're testing it out in Antarctica to see how it performs in an extreme environment analogous to the surface of the moon or even Mars. NASA has set a deadline of 2012 to see if the inflatable habitat will get off the ground.
Thanks, Lindsay. Our thanks today to NASA during the International Polar Year. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.